Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. Check them out at www.facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, TagCastPodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, TagCastPodcast.com.
And now it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk off.
See, because I paid a late for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Hello.
Hi.
And welcome.
Thank you.
To the TagCast, episode 205.
That means what?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody.
How you guys doing? I'm Terry. He's Gatch.
I'm Gatch.
He's an Indian. I'm a white guy.
That is true.
Speaking of white guys, we got Jack White screaming around in the background.
What's this song?
It's a Five to the Five.
I thought you were going to play Five for Fighting or something. Five Finger Fruit Salad.
Five Finger Death Punch. This is the Raconteurs.
Ah.
You like those guys?
Yeah, I probably have this album. They only had two albums, right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
So, yeah, we're going with the number themes. Yeah, you sing just like Jack White. Hey, did you hear about what Jack White did in Portland not too long ago? He played an unannounced show in a laundromat.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
It was pretty awesome. I have some friends up in Portland who checked it out.
Huh.
And
how'd they hear about it?
Well, he announced it like 20 minutes before.
Oh, wow.
So that's pretty quick. I'd say pretty quick.
That is.
Pretty quick. So, yeah, I saw some pictures. He was rocking in front of a, a vending machine.
Uh-huh.
Pepsi machine right behind him. He had some dryers. But yeah, that was Five on the Five by the Raconteurs, episode five.
That reminds me of that Rush, what was it, the 30th anniversary of Rush show, of where they had washing machines and vending machines on stage.
Oh, yeah, and the vending machines turned.
Yeah, they had lights on.
I thought that was kind of a cool show, actually.
I thought so, too.
And the intro, they did a big instrumental of a bunch of old songs, which is the best Rush to me, because that doesn't have to do with Geddy Lee's crazy voice.
We are the priests.
On the temple.
Speaking of priests, thanks Jesse Priest for being on Wednesday. That was awesome.
Yeah. We just talked, and then we were gonna wrap up the episode, and I hadn't even asked him any questions. But
yeah,
we like to have friends on just to come and chat.
I got to ask him my new newest horse questions.
Horse. I forgot to ask him if he likes whores.
I've been working on some bird calls. Would you like to hear a few?
Sure.
All right. Here's a New Orleans owl. Who dat? Who dat? Who dat?
That's a good one. Who is that?
Here's a swallow. Gulp. 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 Gulp.
Wow. You got any more?
Yeah, I got a crane.
Wow. Was that like a industrial crane? Or?
Yeah, that's my best mechanical crane.
How about a flamingo? Can you do?
Olé! Is that flamenco? That's flamenco.
Oh, that is flamenco. Man, you know what? You must have just watched that movie called the Big Year.
Oh, The Big Year. Yeah, The Big Year, which is where you go out and you bird watchers You know, you try to see how many birds you can see in a year.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, like, it's like 700-800, you know, right? And that's like a lot. Two a day.
Yeah, of a different species.
Yeah, a different, you know, 800 species.
Okay, well, that's funny that you'd been working on your bird calls because I've been working on mine as well. This is my canary.
Uh-huh. Damn, dude, that's good.
I know. I've been working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the only other one I know is the blue jay call.
All right.
This is how I call the... They're called cardinals, but some people call them a blue jay. And they're pesky. They come around my yard.
Oh, the scrub jays?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is how I get them to come to me, and then I shoot them with a BB gun. That's what I say. I say... It's close to the pterodactyl.
Yeah, dude, that's just mind-numbing almost, isn't it?
Yeah, it freaks me out.
Those are some good... I like your impersonations. We've both been working hard on those.
Yeah. I did have one more, but I think I might save it for another episode.
All right.
Have you ever heard of a kookaburra?
No, I have not, dude.
Those have a cool sound. Listen to it.
Man, wow.
That fucks with my throat when I do that.
I do. I bet, dude. You're like doing three different calls at once there.
That's an Australian rooster monkey right there. That's what that was.
Dude, somebody told me Spawn's getting back together.
Dude, they are back together.
Wow.
Yeah, they're playing Sickness in September. And here's a funny thing, not to toot anybody's horn, but they asked me if I wanted to be their bass player.
Wow. Nice.
I said, if I lived in Portland, fuck yeah, but I'm not
so
commuting.
Who is Spawn there from?
Portland.
The early 90s? Late 80s?
Early to mid-90s. Not so much early. They were probably 93 to 95, 96. Okay. We played a lot of shows with them back in the day. The guys had a
kinda
band called
like
Sadistic for a while.
Metal?
Death metal. Definitely death metal. Yeah, they do some Obituary.
Now, is death metal busted into subgenres now? Or is death metal its own subgenre? And black metal is totally different. And
yeah, there's...
And thrash is totally different, right?
There's so many genres that it's just... It's ridiculous and subgenres, so I don't really know, but... I think death metal to the true death metalers is... it definitely has its own niche. It's death metal, like bands like Obituary and Death and Morbid Angel. And that's to everyone's own opinion, I believe. I don't think that anybody could really say... One way or another.
With who would be the supreme guitar god amongst death metal? Would that be Chuck?
Yeah, I think it's Chuck Schuldiner. Not just because of the fact that he's dead and his band was called Death.
Yeah.
But he was a pioneer, vocally too, as far as death metal vocals. I think he was one of the first people to...
I did not know he sang as well.
Yes. Huh. Yes, and he was a pioneer in the guttural...
And what happened to him?
Brain cancer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brain lollipops.
33 years old.
Wow, that's crazy.
Died, yeah. Bummer.
So who is the reigning king of death metal guitar?
You mean for old schoolers?
Sure.
As far as popularity of the band, I would say probably Trey from Morbid Angel. Mm-hmm. Trey Azagthoth.
Oh, wow.
Which isn't his real name, but that's some kind of a demon from the Necronomicon.
Or maybe he's a fan of Trey Anastasio.
Anastasio Azagthoth. Azagthoth. I really enjoy, and a lot of people call these guys grindcore, but they're a little death metal to me. Napalm Death. Jesse Pintado also passed away, former guitar player from Napalm Death and Terrorizer. He passed away years ago, but liver disease. He drank himself to death, basically. But the other guitar player, Mitch Harris, definitely a reigning god in my death metal world, even though they call him grindcore. I don't know.
Nice. So Spawn, they're back in the Portland scene.
Four original
shows.
Members. They have the second bass player, I believe, who is Paul, who was in Arachnid, who was a band that we used to play with also back in the day. But yeah, it's Joe and Tony and Wayne and Paul, and they're looking for a bass player. So any Portlanders out there who like death metal and can play the bass, and if you're cool and you have your rig...
That sounds like a fantastic...
Check them out. I don't
Spawn.
Know.
They've been around for many years, just forming back.
I don't know how to Google them or whatever, Spawn, if they have a site yet, but check out Joe Benson from Portland on MySpace, on VHS. Check out Joe Benson on Facebook or Google Plus. He's probably not on Google Plus. But,
Yeah.
Don't go to Google Plus.
So do they have any different members than were in Sadistic?
Well, they had a different bass player, or they had a different rhythm guitar player in Sadistic for a while, and then that guy exited, and they got their old guitarist from mm-hmm. Spawn in Sadistic, and then Sadistic had the bass player from Truculence, who mm-hmm. also sings for Hyborian Rage, Dan, nice. And so apparently he's probably in enough bands and has enough projects going on to where he can commit to playing bass for Spawn.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the status of Sadistic right now, whether they're on hold or
I saw those guys at the old Dixie Creek Saloon.
I did too. That was
Dixie
an awesome
Creek
show.
Saloon, right there in Tangent on Highway 99. You cannot miss it between Albany and Shed.
Not only can you not miss it, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't miss it. You can go out there. It's a great vibe, a house party type vibe. Go out there. You can shoot horseshoes out in the back.
You can shoot guns.
Some pool. You can shoot some video poker.
Shoot guns.
Kids cannot play pool or video poker, but they are allowed with a Guardian or Crimson Guardian up until 7 p.m. every day. You can get breakfast, lunch, and or dinner there.
Kids can't play video poker?
No, kids cannot play video poker.
Well, that sucks, because I wanted my kid to at least earn his keep while I was
I know, right?
Taking him out to the ball
Maybe
game.
You can learn teach him how to hustle at pool.
Hey.
Bam.
I'll try it.
Yeah, yeah. But going out there to the Dixie, they got live music 4 or 5 nights a week.
Awesome sponsors of the Tagcast.
Saturday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Karaoke on Thursday, mm-hmm. ladies' night on Friday, where if you have a vagina, you get $1 well drinks.
Mm-hmm. You don't even have to hold them with your vagina.
Nope. If you have a penis, you need to check it at the door.
Yep. Hi-oh.
Hi-oh. So, yeah, thanks, Dixie, Jake, and Kaylin, expectant mm-hmm. parents of their second child. Congratulations
awesome.
To you guys and my birthday sharer, Kaylin. She shares my birthday from
nice.
Last Friday.
Did you know Jared Nelson shares your birthday?
Yeah, yeah, we talked about that. And Gene Simmons and Elvis Costello and mm-hmm. J.R. Bamonte and Amanda Nash.
Yep.
I remembered her name.
I know.
I didn't.
I got a text that just said Nash.
I didn't remember it. My wife did.
Yeah,
so
I got
said,
a text that just said Nash.
She goes, I'm going to text him and see if he knows what I mean.
Yeah, it took me a few... About right. 30 seconds, and then I was like,
Nash Rambler?
Well, no, I knew it had relevance, and I was trying to put the things together.
Yeah. She's been reading that book. My wife, by the way, has been reading that book you gave me about the loony laws.
Oh, yeah?
And I found this one in a different, I don't know if it's in that book, but I got uh-huh. it from somewhere else.
Right on.
This is a good one. Shout out to Jeremy Rowe and Barry the Goat right now. It is illegal.
Barry.
It's illegal in Chaseville, New York to drive a goat cart past a church in a ridiculous fashion. How do you suppose, what kind of a fashion would be ridiculous about
Not
driving
a
goat,
I think.
Goat cart?
Zigzaggy.
What if the cop thought, it wasn't that ridiculous, and someone said, that dude is driving a go-kart in a ridiculous fashion. I want him arrested. And he's like, that don't look that ridiculous to me.
Yeah, it's a total subject call.
It's kind of like on Monty Python and the Ministry of the Funny Walks.
Yeah. Yep.
And the one guy kind of had a funny walk, but he told him that's clearly not a funny walk yeah. because you're just like limping.
Yeah, you're just leg. Doing a simple lip on every
now,
foot.
John Cleese, had the most awesomest walk in the funny walks.
He
but,
did.
Yeah, that was good stuff. But, yeah, so I just wanted to bring that up. If you're ever in Chaseville, New York, Jeremy, and you're burying the goat, or if you're with Barry the Goat, don't drive the cart past the church in ridiculous fashion. Maybe that means if you're wearing ridiculous clothing.
Maybe, yeah. I guess that would be considered ridiculous. Or if your horses are dressed or your goats are dressed.
Horse.
I think anything you're doing while you're being driven along by goats is probably ridiculous. But, yeah. I was talking to the Barry the Goat the other day, and they were talking about how they couldn't get a regular Facebook profile because Barry the Goat isn't close to a name to create a Facebook account. So I suggested that Barry the Goat, the mascot, right? He can be like their Ed of Iron Maiden, right?
Huh. Yeah. And that way, maybe in parentheses, it could say... Or they could just put it in the info section.
Yeah.
This is a page for the band Barry the Goat, but yep. Facebook's fag, so they made us call it mm-hmm. Barry the Goat, so now we have a mascot.
Yep.
Mascot. Hey, remember the 80s? This is Barry the Goat.
That's very nice.
Hey, speaking of the 80s,
get to this before we get any further. Celebrity and friend's birthday.
Oh, nice.
In the 80s, we had a friend born, and I hadn't seen this dude in a while, and he came out to the Impulse Bar last Friday.
Uh-huh.
Tommy Guns.
Nice, Tommy Guns.
Chris Ring, happy birthday today. Friday is your birthday.
Nice.
He is 32 years old. He's not a spring chicken anymore. He got his camera fixed. He filmed his first episode back after breaking
Music
his camera.
Bites.
Yeah. So
that's cool.
I heard the story about how he broke his camera, too. He got super drunk at the Dixie.
Uh-huh. It was the night that we invited him down there.
Yeah, it's our fault. That's why he was asking us to help him get the money to get it fixed. No, just kidding. So happy birthday to you, Chris Ring, and then a couple celebrities. Rudolf Schenker. Do you know who that is?
He made Schenker guitars.
Nope. He played Gibson guitars in the Scorpions.
Ah.
Rudy Schenker, he is 60.
Is he related to Michael Schenker?
Yes, it's his brother.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, they played actually together. I think Michael had something to do with the Scorpions when they first came out. So he's 60 today, Rudy Schenker, and he's the one with the funny mustache.
Would he be a singer if his last name was Raffone? Then he'd be Mike Raffone.
Microphone Schenker. Singer.
Yep.
Sinker. And comedy actor Chris Tucker from...
he doesn't work very much, does
Jackie
he?
Chan. He just does a Jackie Chan movie every 10 years and gets mm-hmm. like $1 million probably for that. But
and then
I loved his short role in Jackie Brown.
I do not recall it.
His name was, I won't be able to remember, but Samuel Jackson took care of him, because that's what Sam Jackson does.
He takes care.
He takes care of shit.
Do you have anything in Hans's CD player?
Yeah, I do. I got a hold of Hans today, and today Hans is listening to some old school
Hans's
New York
CD
hardcore
player.
In the form of the Cro-Mags.
Cro-Mags.
Yes, Age of Quarrel, one of their best albums. I have that on cassette. Just hearing that he is listening to it or that it's in his CD player makes me want to go put it in my cassette deck.
Do you prefer to listen to cassettes over CDs?
No, the sound quality is poor. You have to turn the tape over unless you have auto reverse. Can't jump to songs. I do prefer the, what do you call it, the convenience of the compact disc, the mm-hmm. digital format where you can just... I don't like that song. Skip the next one. Like yeah. today, or actually, that wasn't today. It was a couple days ago. My friend came over, and we somehow got to talking about Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Lynyrd!
And something I didn't know, Rick Medlock from the band Blackfoot.
Mm-hmm.
He's now playing guitar for Lynyrd Skynyrd. And Blackfoot had that hit with Train Train and Highway Song. And mm-hmm. he was just talking about, I love that song. And I said, Shorty Medlock, his dad, and blah, blah, blah. So we had to get the record out because I said, I have that on vinyl. He's like, you're kidding me. I haven't heard that song in years. And so, like, he was all stoked because he doesn't have a record player and we mm-hmm. listen to the song. But I'm trying to get, it's like the third song on the album.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get right on, and you're hearing the end of the last song. It's hard to get right on the thing. Yeah. So that's another downfall. If I'm going to listen to record, I just want to listen to
the
whole thing.
Does that ruin it, though, when you do that? Do you use, like, the little thing where you're behind the thing?
Yeah.
Do you use that? Are you...
I do. I'm careful with my records, yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
So you keep good records?
Huh?
You keep good records?
I'm not a very good record keeper, but I keep vinyl albums pretty good. Speaking of that, while we're on Hans's CD player, what's on Terry... Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to do. Check it out.
What is on your DVD player?
On my
vinyl.
Turntable, I forgot... Yeah. So
Terry's got one turntable and a Google phone.
This is a new thing that I've never done before, but I'm going to try it.
All right.
What do you think about this?
I'm
going to call my wife and have her look on the because I can't remember what I was listening to last. Oh, here's her ring back tone for me.
Oh, no.
Hey, what are you doing, baby?
Nothing. What are you doing?
We're on the podcast. You're on the podcast right now.
Hi.
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 You can't hear Dustin probably because he's clear across the room, but he said hi.
He's a quiet Indian.
Hey, yo, whoa, 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 whoa.
So anyway, I forgot to check my turntable and my microphone when I left, so I wanted you to look on the record player and see what's on Terry's turntable.
All right.
All right.
I know that there's not two turntables and a microphone, but I'll look and see what it's on there.
It's one turntable. And a headless mic.
Wait, a headphone mic.
A headless mic.
We were talking about, what would you think of a stand-up comedian used a Britney Spears or a Sammy Hagar mic? Would that be ridiculous?
The headphone one, or the headset one?
Yeah, like an airplane pilot.
Oh, yeah, that'd be funny.
Would it be? What do we got?
On your turntable, you have the Accused Bake Tapes.
Accused Bake Tapes?
Nice.
Yep.
Wow, how could an album be tapes?
I don't know, but it's a really cool record. It's different colored.
Purple Splatter vinyl, right?
Yeah.
Purple Splatter, Martha
on
Splatter.
Unrest Records.
Unrest Records, all right. Well, how's things going at the homestead?
Oh, they're just fabulous.
All right, did you get some dinner cooked for me?
Yes,
I'm putting
did,
you on
actually.
The spot on the internet.
I did. I made dinner and it's waiting for you.
Hey, you know what you are now? You are the you're the first successful phone call from the podcast that took us 40 some episodes to have someone actually answer the phone while we called. So thanks for answering.
Yes, thank you for answering.
No problem.
All right. Well,
thanks
you have a
for
good
having such a rad fort podcast.
Oh, you know it. Nice. We do our best.
Forecast for dummy.
Forecast for today is calling for a podcast. Okay, I will talk to you later, and thanks
right.
for the info. Love you, babe.
Oh, hung up.
Loves.
Well, at least if she listens to the podcast, she'll know that I said I love you.
Yeah.
But she'll think that I hung up on her, I guess.
Well, that's all right.
So, yeah, the Accused Bake Tapes, which is weird to have an album that's called Tapes.
Yeah, it is, huh?
But what it is a bunch of old songs that weren't released on other albums, and so they were tapes.
You wouldn't want to bake your tapes, though, because that would ruin them, obviously.
Obviously. Well, we have Gift Bearer.
Did you know, like, you got, I mean, when you listen to the radio and you hear Tom Petty, which is often, right?
Oh, dude, thank you. Keep going.
I mean, do you ever picture Lucky? Do you ever go, hey, that's Lucky from King of the Hill?
No, because I don't watch King of the Hill enough to
Mother.
Even remember that he was on there. But it's so weird. On Wednesday, you brought up G.G. Allin. And I had G.G. Allin on my list of things to talk about because it was his birthday.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. And today you bring up Tom Petty.
You don't know how it feels.
So me and my friend who wanted to hear Blackfoot today, uh-huh. that I was just talking about, brought up Tom Petty and how he doesn't like Tom Petty anymore. And I said, why don't you like Tom Petty? He goes, I love his music, and he's a great songwriter, and I've always loved him. But he did something that soured him against Tom Petty.
It was Lucky?
A 10-year-old kid or something had a guitar, like a little $100 guitar, a first act.
Yeah.
And it was a meet and greet with Tom Petty, and he asked Tom Petty to sign his guitar.
And he didn't have any meet with him.
No. Not only did he not have any meet with him, he refused to sign the guitar, saying, why should I sign this so you can go sell it for $10,000 on eBay? What?
Well, he kind of is burned by the whole music industry. He has been for years.
Yeah, but
and that
come
whole
on.
Kind of thing. Well, you know, I mean,
it's your fans, Tom. I know you don't listen to our podcast. Maybe you do, but it's your fans that put you where you are today.
In 93 or whatever with the Wildflowers tour, I was giving him $50 and then $35 for a shirt.
I paid $50 to see him. I bought Wildflowers. I bought that one that has You Got Lucky Babe on vinyl when
it
first
Echoes.
Came out. So, Tom, if a kid asks you to sign his guitar, just sign it.
I bought the last DJ, and I might be the last person that bought that.
I think that might be the last Tom Petty album I buy. No, I just thought that was kind of, so yeah. What? Why can't he sign one of his guitars? And another story about Tom Petty that just happened in April that I didn't hear about. A bunch of their, five of their guitars got stolen from their rehearsal space in L.A.,
oh,
and
wow.
then they recovered him, and it was a security guard at the studio who stole his guitars. His fucking blonde 67 Rickenbacker.
Dude,
it was $100,000 worth of guitars, and somebody, they offered $7,000 reward.
When I saw him, he had like 48 guitars up there, and there's racks, and that was more than songs that they played.
You think he couldn't handle?
You were there at that show. Did you see the rack of guitars that
he
had?
I don't think it was quite 40. It was about 42.
Yeah, it was a lot. I know it was like two racks.
So what you're saying, that he could afford to lose five guitars?
Nah, I'm not saying anybody should lose guitars, but
Except for
it's
Chad,
karma.
Except for Chad Kroeger.
It's karma, dude. He, you know, he won't sign or autograph the kid. He'll lose $100,000 in guitars because he won't let a kid have $10,000.
And as much as I hate Tom Petty for not signing that kid's guitar, I like him better than Nickelback.
Yeah.
What do you like better?
I don't know, dude. I tell you what, if you put me up Nickelback versus Last Dance with Mary Jane one more time, I might have to go Nickelback.
Wow. I'm glad we're recording.
No, that's wrong.
I'm glad we're recording this.
Man, that song, I didn't know. Not anymore. Please, put it in the vault.
Oh, we're going to the vault now, are we?
Going to the vault. Put that song in the vault.
And Back in Black?
Back in Black!
That was the first song that actually got committed to the vault, yep. Back in Black. Yep. And now
well, there was
Rock and Roll All Night.
All Night Long.
Rock and
roll
night,
all night.
Party every day. Part of every day. And then what the one you just said?
Back in Black.
Yeah.
And
no, the one you just said.
Tom Petty,
Mary Jane's Last
Dance,
Dance
with
yeah.
Mary Jane. Which, you know that he wrote that, the lyrics, I do believe, many years before the song was released. And then he was going through his piles of songs and reworked it into a song for the greatest hits or whatnot.
When the Bone Jars play that song, I always dedicate it to the former mayor of Brownsville.
Oh, yeah.
Who got busted for growing weed.
I don't mind when you guys play it.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that. I don't believe you, but...
Well, I'd actually forgot, but... Mm-hmm.
Hey, we do Breakdown.
Yeah, we do, Breakdown.
We do a couple other Petty songs, but they're just Petty. Hey, have you ever been found in a situation in a public application where you would maybe want to say something to someone, like mind your own business or something, and didn't because you thought people are crazy and you might cause a scene? Like, say if someone's a little too close to you at the ATM or,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, dude, really? Back off. Have you ever had to say that or thought about,
sure.
and then not done it because you're a little too...
Yeah.
Much of a pussy like me.
Yeah, or you feeling internal that day.
There was a dude in Portland just last week. He's in Fred Meyer's, and his wife is putting in the PIN code after she swiped her card at the counter.
Uh-huh.
And he assumed that this guy was looking over his shoulder, so he told him, get back and
get
stop
back.
Looking at my wife's PIN.
Get back
and
the way you want.
She said, stop looking at my husband's PIN, miss. No, so anyway, he tells him to get back.
Get back.
The guy pulls out a gun and shoots him in the leg.
What?
Yeah. This is a Fred Meyer in Clackamas.
Wow, that's crazy.
So the guy said, I told him to get back, but he just kept staring. And he told the paper, I don't know if he was planning to carjack us later or what. And so then we got into an argument.
So they were in the store when he shot him in the leg?
Yeah, they were in line at the fucking counter. And he pulled out a gun and shot the guy in the leg.
And then what did he do? Did he run or anything? Or did he just...
They continued to fight and grapple. And then the customers joined in to restrain the gunman. And then the cops came. Huh. And his name was Jerry Harryman. But it's H-A-R-R-Y.
Yeah. Do you think that...
He was a 66-year-old and he was... treated for minor injuries from being attacked and a charge of first-degree assault.
So if you were in that situation...
That's why I don't say shit. Now, my wife, on the other hand, will say, what's your problem, buddy? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be a pussy, but I don't want...
Yeah.
I don't like...
So I'm asking you, though, if that was you in that situation and that guy shot you in the prosthetic leg, right?
I would sue him.
Would you sue him?
It's $50,000.
Would it be...
It would probably ricochet back and go in his nuts.
Would it be ironic in a funny kind of way that, you know, the guy's trying to shoot you and he hits you but misses you?
What I think that would be ironic.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like I showed him.
And then, because naturally he'd be shocked when it doesn't faze you at all.
Yeah.
Right. And then
say, what's that all you got? Shoot me.
Yeah, and then you'd have the upper hand for a second.
Upper leg. I just flip my leg around back upside down and smack him right in the fucking head with my upside down foot. So yeah, I that just makes me more leery of mouthing off to people that I don't know. That could be a loose cannon.
flashing your headlights, right, at people on the highway and
dude, when my
whole gangs,
cousins
right?
were like teenagers, the guy was coming at him and he had bright lights, so they flashed him. Mm-hmm. That dude like turned around and chased him in his high speed chase, and he ended up crashing and dying. He crashed and died chasing them.
Wow.
It made my cousins feel bad, but not as bad as they would have felt if he would have caught him.
Yeah.
Apparently, it was crazy. So people out there, please calm down.
Yeah. I got something for the people out there. I have a challenge for people. All right.
Yeah, the cinnamon challenge?
You know, I think we might have talked about this before, but eating goldfish at the fair or whatever, you know.
You told me that some people were winning them and just eating them every time they'd win.
Yeah.
And then the people said, no more goldfish for you.
Yeah. And so I want to challenge somebody out there to eat some goldfish. And then what I'm looking for is a picture of a log, a poop log with a goldfish
in it?
With a goldfish eye poking out like your turd has an eye in it.
And one fin.
Yeah, maybe a fin sticking out.
That'd be kind of cool, I guess.
You'd be called the shitfish.
So,
and you could send it in to like...
Are you telling me that eyeballs don't digest?
Not if you ate a whole one. But I mean,
if you just swallowed a goldfish like Steve-O did on that one Jackass and didn't puke it back up, you don't think that the fish would actually digest?
I don't think fully, no. I think it would still be mostly in the bone form and stuff. I think it would just like... pass through.
What if you had one of those little fishbone things like on cartoons that cats always eat? It's just like a fake little fishbone looking thing. It's just like sticking out of your turd on each side. It's like a little fish turd. Fishbone turd.
What if you just shit it out and then just started swimming in the bowl? He just jumped out like he was jumping off a fish ladder or whatever.
Oh man, I wish I had a better memory because I was going to say something and I forgot.
Have you ever laid down a Costco pack? That's a new term I got for when you lay down two loaves side by side.
No.
Costco pack.
How do you lay them there?
Well, when
you lay them in
shit.
The toilet?
Yeah, you just lay them down. Hmm. You kind of go vloop, vloop.
I don't have that much control.
A twin loaf.
Twin loaf. Maybe you could get a separator you could stick a separator in your asshole like in the Aquafresh.
Uh-huh.
To where it keeps the three different flavors separate. Separate.
Did you see that picture floating around on the internet of the poopy time fun shapes or whatever?
I did, and I saw that you posted something on it.
Yeah, it was where you put something up your kid's butt, and then they poop out in a star shape.
Star, yeah. It reminded me of that thing about the cat poop toys.
Yeah.
Kitty Roka toys.
Yeah, we already invented that thing is what I'm
Well,
thinking.
Saturday Night Live had that thing where you could get the little, they look like cookie cutters.
Oh, yeah.
And it said, instead of throwing away your cat turds from the litter box, you can just make cool shapes out of them.
Yeah.
And I don't know. So I guess we kind of segued into talking shit without
we
even...
We did. Do you have one?
I don't really. I've been doing pretty good lately as far as my regularity.
I got one
if
more.
If you're talking real shit. If you're talking regular, like figurative shit, I'm trying to think if any shit happened because I know shit happens.
Well, I got a theoretical question.
Okay. While you talk about that, I'm going to try to also think of your question while I also try to remember you brought up, the goldfish thing. And
the goldfish hitting them out with the eye in there, maybe a fin.
And then I had an idea and then it just went away. So, but anyway, what's your question?
All right. For $1 million.
I'll take it.
Would you go to the president's office, shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk?
There's no way you could get in.
No, I'm saying if you had $1 million, would you go for it?
If I had or if it was going to be... You couldn't get through.
If you got in, it would be $1 million if you got it through.
You'd get shot, dude.
Would you really?
I don't think you can get in you can't even get around the White House, dude. You're talking White House. They have secret servicemen with things in their
ears.
They
give away tours and stuff. Just go, hey, Barack, I got $250,000 for you. You let me shit on your desk.
Oh, so you kind of sublet it out.
Well, you could. You make things happen for $1 million.
That reminds me of an episode of Seinfeld where Jerry dared her to go up to these people's table at a restaurant and just eat their food and then walk off. He goes, I'll give you $50. So she walked up and tried to say, if I eat this food off your I'll give you $10 or $20. You know, she tried to.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it didn't work.
No, that's not fair. That's not in the rules.
So you can't say, hey, Barack, I got a quarter million. He's got enough money.
Well, you could in that one.
Why? What's the difference?
Well, it's my rules on that one. The Elaine thing, I have no rules over that. But would you do it for 50 bucks, go up and eat off somebody else's plate without saying anything?
Oh, totally. 50 bucks.
Without saying anything. 50 bucks?
I would just go up to their
biggest
thing.
Guy in there.
Oh, yeah.
Biggest guy in...
I wouldn't take it out of his hands, but I would pick up a dinner roll or something off of it.
Biggest guy in BOMAX.
And just pick up his pulled pork sandwich and take a bite out of it.
Or biggest guy in Pioneer Villa.
Set down and walk off.
Now, is it Pioneer Villa or Pioneer Villa?
If you're Mexican, it's Villa.
My friend.
Or if you watch
guy at work today,
the
kept
Home
going,
Network channel.
We got one of those quesadilla makers.
I got a quesadilla pickles.
I was like, quesadilla, huh?
Well,
and I
okay.
was like, do you call it a llama or do you call it a llama?
Yamaka. That's when you put shit on your head. And that brings us to the end of talking shit. We're going to flush that segment.
Flush it on.
So I don't even know how we got there, but I think we skipped talking shit the other day.
Yeah, we did.
Because we had a guest and we didn't want to embarrass him because he's a priest. And he doesn't even molest little kids.
Well, then he's not a priest.
Well, he only does it on the weekends.
Not in my book.
You have a book?
Yeah.
What's it called? The Bible.
Shit Getch says. Did you know the war on brains is real?
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yeah, the war on brains is real, man. The government is brainwashing us. They're turning us to zombies.
The war on brains.
And you got to think for yourself. You got to think for yourself.
I don't know about that. Have you heard a bunch of ladies reading that book, 50 Shades of Gay?
No.
I mean,
thought it was Three Shades of Gray.
It is, but I just got
right,
a note
by our producer. All
right,
I heard something about it, but I don't know anything about the
it's supposed to be like softcore sex porn.
Oh, and all the pink chicks are reading it because they want to read Louis L'Amour?
And he thrust his hard pink rod up into my nice, supple breast, right into the nipple. He nipple fucked.
Have you heard of nipple fucking? Do you think we should start an X-rated podcast where, you know, we read romantic novels to women?
I don't think so. Well, I'm having an X-rated comedy show coming up.
Oh, really?
It's called Down and Dirty.
Down and Dirty!
So stick around after the podcast because there's a little plug section that has all of our shows coming up, which I think I forgot
plug
to
this.
Mention one, so I'm going to plug this. Baghdad Theater. I get a Baghdad Redemption for my canceled show. I think that's going to be September 7th. So if you're in Portland, come and laugh at me. Hey, you notice one of the thing I did notice on our shows in season one, we had a lot of crazy news stories from Florida, starting with the bath
Florida's
salts.
Crazy.
They're idiots. Listen to what this guy did. This guy in Florida, in Tampa, this was reported on my birthday last Friday. Uh-huh. He has been charged with abusing the 911 system by making repeated calls requesting that the female caller come or the female deputy come to his house and give him sex. He made at least 7 calls between Wednesday and Friday requesting a female sheriff's deputy to come to his house and fuck him.
Did it work?
Nope, he was arrested at his home.
Why was he arrested?
For abusing the 911 system.
Oh, he's called 911. I thought he was just calling the cops.
No, he called 911. It's an emergency.
Well, obviously it was an emergency then. She should have went right over there.
Yeah, he misused the 911 system and only to request female deputies for sexual gratification.
Isn't that what they're for?
Don't try that, kids. If you're calling 911, just ask for a blowjob.
Yeah, there's no full contact going on.
No full contact.
What about a pterodactylin? Could you dactyl it?
Have you heard of the California potato chip?
What kind of position is that?
It's not a position more than it's a thing, but it's a sexual thing. It's when you dump the load into the small of her back and then you let it dry overnight and then you peel it off in the morning and make her eat it.
Oh.
It's called California potato chip.
Oh, that is nice.
It is. I don't know. Lucky Pierre, we talked about on Wednesday, which is when you are the person in the middle of a three-way, which would be awesome if it was girls, but it's not.
So, hey, you know what else we didn't do on Wednesday?
What's that?
We didn't call Jared.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I got this for you real quick if you want.
Do it while I bring up his phone number here.
All right. You got 1 minute to name 10 words for funny other than funny.
Who goes?
They have to be on this list. Well, it's just you.
Oh, hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Funny.
Words other than funny.
Oh, wait. Hilarious. Funny. Really funny? I can't. That's hard, dude. I can't. Let's see. Funny, hilarious, and funny. Did you say that there's 10?
Yeah.
Funny.
On this list alone.
Hilarious.
And funny is not one of them.
Hilarious. And I can't. I'm not that. I'm fucking freaking out right now.
What if I said comical?
Hilarious.
What if I said
comical?
Humorous.
Humorous. Funny.
Laughable.
Come on, you're killing me, Smalls.
Rib tickling. That is on this list.
I don't prefer that.
A droll.
That's a good name for a band.
Droll.
Side-splitting.
Oh, that was side-splitting humor.
Hysterical. A riot.
Hilarious.
And witty. out of 10, ain't
it? It is. It's not good. I'll tell you that. All right, so we tried this last week, and Jared did not answer his phone. However, he texted us back saying that he was in bumfucked Egypt. So we'll call him Jared Johnson, former drummer of PD Army and former drummer of Bleach, because I'm getting ready to kick him out for not answering his phone last week. I don't know if he's going to answer or not. Great service from Verizon, by the way. Hear it cutting out. What's your excuse today, Johnson? I drank 6 12-packs already today.
I got to get drunk.
Hi, this is Jared. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
This is quickly becoming worse, Pat. Hey, Jared, they didn't even give me an option to leave a callback number by pressing 5. And that does not make me very happy. Hey, once again, you sound like you're in a really empty room. What, did you get evicted? Girlfriend kick you out? What's going on, Jared? It's Tagcast Podcast calling. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello.
Say that again, Dustin.
Hello.
Hey, call us back within the next hour, and maybe we'll put you on the show.
Yeah.
No.
I don't, he's not going to call. He's off camping and drinking.
He's drunk. All right, so I guess we picked another good person to call that's never going to answer. So
yeah.
Have a good day, Jared.
Thank you.
You fag.
All the time we have for you today.
We're so nice. So nice.
So
yeah, over the weekend, last Friday, actually, I got to see that Audiophobia band in a different environment. I saw them at the Vermin Fest, but it was so hot in there, I couldn't stay in.
Uh-huh.
And I missed some of their stuff. Those kids are fucking awesome,
yeah,
I will
good.
Say. And here's a weird thing. I posted this on Facebook. I don't know if anybody saw it, but you know you're getting old when the combined age of your two-piece rock band is still more than the five-piece that played right before you.
That's old.
Dude, those guys are 15 to 18 years old. Five-piece, their combined age is 81. Our combined age is 83. We're old. So, yeah, but those guys kicked ass. They're just great musicians. Their parents move all their gear for them, which is awesome.
I know, that is awesome.
They were there. I talked to their parents. I think it's just their, it might be their grandparents. I don't know. But they started out at Lesson Factory, which is where Pat Wambacher's daughter went for a while. And
wow.
Then they had to kind of go out of it because Lesson Factory was leery of their content because they're like a metal band, death metal-ish.
So the Lesson Factory wasn't willing to work with them?
Nope, because they were too satanic.
Wow.
That's not what they said, but they were just leery of the content because they're doing Lamb of God covers and stuff. And
ah, I see.
Playing songs that go...
Is this with Klaus Meine on vocals?
No, Randy's out.
Oh, okay.
Randy's out of jail, so Klaus Meine's back to Scorpions.
Nice. All right, 1 minute, musical instruments, woodwinds.
saxophone, oboe, clarinet, tenor sax, baritone sax, soprano sax. That doesn't count. They're all saxophones. I got, how many am I supposed to name?
No, you got 7 more.
I said saxophone, oboe, and clarinet.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you got those 3.
Okay, saxophone, oboe, clarinet, and bassoon. That's all I got.
What about a flute?
That's not a woodwind, is it? There's no reed.
Oh, wait. Is it? I'm just going wind instruments.
Oh, wind. Okay.
Would you like 30 more seconds for...
Trumpet? No, that's brass.
Trumpet, no. Is in there.
Is it? Oh, wind instruments. Okay. Trombone. Flugelhorn. French horn. French whore. Tuba.
Two more.
Tumba. More. Tuba more.
Go to the Highlands, why don't you?
Piccolo flute. The Highlands?
Yeah, put on your kilt.
Bagpipe?
Yeah.
What the fuck? That's
and
not...
Then, and then what did that sound you just made sound more like?
A trumpet?
No, a kazoo.
A kazoo. That's crazy.
That was a good kazoo.
That was a pretty good quiz.
Hey, thanks.
Not too bad.
It was a quick one, though. Quick, get on it.
We call it quick quiz. 1 minute.
Quick quiz.
10 fucking woodwind. And I start naming woodwinds, you like, I mean wind instruments.
Hey, what's the difference?
Okay. 30 seconds, 10 Indian instruments. Wood Indian.
Congo.
woodwind.
Bongo. Dongo. Fongo. And hongo.
We have a winner. So speaking of Indians, and I know that you used to have a little room where you had card games and whatnot.
Hey,
do you still ever do that? You still gamble? Are you a gambler? Are you
no, I cleaned out my garage the other day, and it could have a card room game in there.
I was just wondering because I saw a story last week about a Jersey casino.
Oh,
they're seeking the return of $1.5 million from 14 gamblers after officials discovered that the deck had been unshuffled. It had not been shuffled when they did the hand. So the Golden Nugget Casino in Atlantic City is suing the 14 gamblers.
Is this a blackjack? Or, no, this 14. Who's...
It totaled 41 winning bets in a row when the cards at the table began coming out in sequence.
And people put it together, but the dealer didn't?
I guess. The gamblers were initially suspected of cheating, but officials soon discovered that the cards, which had been ordered as... pre-shuffled.
That's on the dealer.
They were not shuffled at all, and the gamblers unlawfully took advantage of the Golden Nugget and increased their bets from as little as $10,000 to $5,000 once they realized what was going on.
That is, well...
Don't you think that the dealer would have...
The dealer is at fault for not shuffling, but it is...
Well, no, they ordered the cards pre-shuffled, which is standard for that place from the Missouri manufacturer.
Then it's on them.
Or would it be on the Missouri manufacturer?
I don't know. It isn't on the players, but if they knew and they increased their bets, that it's very similar to what would be blackballed if you got seen doing it because the cards were in your favor. They'd say you're counting cards.
Right, and now it says here that the lawsuit is also naming the card manufacturer.
I could believe it. Yeah. Well, they should try to go for them too, but you got to eat your own loss at that point, man. I mean, right. How much did they lose?
$1.5 million.
On 42 hands?
Yeah, because people found out what was going on. They jacked their bets up. And so they said they're seeking $550,000 cash and $1 million in chips that hasn't been cashed in yet. So.
Well, what you do there is you just obsolete the chips.
Three of the players have already countersued to have their chips honored and said that the Golden Nugget is sending a message that when we win, and when we lose, we win too. So I just thought that was an interesting story for someone who is into cards and gambling.
Yeah.
Not gambling, but, you know, running card, mm-hmm. card room.
And that's why, you know, if you go to there and you play a game such as poker, there's one other one, I can't remember what it is. I guess it would be horses, right? Where... I don't know where you're not playing against the house. You know, they want more players there. In
right.
Blackjack, you're playing against the house. They don't want you to win.
Right.
In poker, the more people in the poker room, because they take a rake, the more money they make.
Wow. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because they take $3 from every pot, so the more games they have going on, the more wins, so they actually want to keep you there. That's why you usually see, like, free sodas and free food in the poker room that you don't see at the blackjack table.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, that's kind of interesting that I wonder where that will go after the lawsuit goes, and if they'll get anything.
But if you're wandering around a casino and you pick up a $100 chip, that's not yours.
What about it?
It's not yours. If you pick it up, it belongs. It is owned by the casino if you pick it up and it's not yours.
How do they know that if you, what do you mean, like if you found it on the floor?
If you found it on the floor and you picked it up, it's not your property, it's the casino's property.
How can they prove that you found it on the floor?
Cameras.
Oh, oh. Wow.
If they invest, I mean, you know, I'm sure you could, you know. But if you, yeah, legally, I do believe it is casino property and they don't have to, I don't know.
Huh.
That's just what I've heard.
Well, that's I don't doubt it because they those people like that, those big corporations.
Fuck
them if they can't let you take a chip.
I know. Maybe they should go read 50 Shades of Grey.
It's 50 Shades of Gay.
Ew.
And by the way, I want to give credit where credit is due. That was given to me by Monday's guest, Jerry Murphy, who will be on the show joining us for a full episode of Laughs and Fun. Hey, if you guys are feeling generous and you're looking at the website, or if you're not looking at it, go there. Go to tagcastpodcast.com. And if you have a dollar or two in your PayPal, I mean, we're not pandering or begging, but please, please give us a dollar. We got to pay our
dues.
Every
dollar helps.
Since we've expanded our episodes to 3 times a week, it costs a little bit more for our bandwidth on our website. And so every little bit helps. And we don't want to have to start charging people to download it because then no one will download it.
Yeah. But, yeah, go down there, and we have those economical ads. You want to go and shoot us an email if you want some ad space. We'll cut you a deal for multiple episodes. And,
yeah, and if there's any owners of websites or businesses that have websites, 50% of our downloads are not from Oregon. So we reach abroad to California and Bangladesh,
and each
Thailand.
Episode averages about 150 downloads.
Unless the website's going crazy, and then we get 500 a day. So that would make you feel like your ad was getting out to a lot of people.
Still, 150 is a really good deal. For
and if you're
like
feeling
3 cents a person,
who knows? You got some birthdays coming up. Maybe you're going to do some early Christmas shopping. And Amazon's a great place to shop. You get free shipping on a lot of stuff. Go to tagcastpodcast.com and click on the Amazon link. And then it's business as usual. You just do your shopping. Everything costs the same, but we get a little kickback.
Yeah.
And that will help us keep our show on the air.
Quick, 3 things that you've bought on Amazon.
Victims of Internal Decay CD. Not much. I'm sorry, Amazon. I buy a lot of my stuff on eBay, and lately I haven't been buying shit because I've been broke. But what else do I buy?
They have Schecter guitars on there. What do you think about Schecter guitars?
I like Schecters. I own 4 of them myself.
Wow.
Actually, I wish.
What's
I
the
had.
Difference between each one?
The name. No, the shape and the name. I got a C1 Elite, which was the first one I bought. It's black and regular shaped. It's got two, I don't know what they are.
Humbuckers?
Kind of, but they're flat and shiny, kind of like the...
Lace?
No, they're kind of like the Gibson.
Okay.
But they're Duncan designed. And then I've got a C1, which is not a C1 Elite. And then I got a... Special, which looks like a Tempest, which kind of looks like a Les Paul. And then the other one, I can't even remember what it's called. I can't remember. But yeah, they're all a little different, all a little sounding different. They all stay in tune good. I like Schecters.
So they're
affordable.
Do they all have dual humbuckers?
Yes.
All right. Are they all Seymour Duncan humbuckers?
I think they're called Duncan Designed, which is made by Seymour.
All right.
Seymour Butts.
So a huge tone difference in between each one, or do you believe tone is more about amp and cabinet?
There's a pretty big difference because the pickups are different. So, there is a big difference. Actually, my C1 Elite is my best metal guitar, which I like. You know, always played in Domesticide and Perpetual Conversion. And then Sons of Confusion is more of the C1 or the one that I can't remember the name of.
The Falcon?
S1.
Ooh.
The S1, which is shaped kind of like it doesn't have a cutaway. It has a cutaway on the top and the bottom that are equal.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of looks not like an SG, but kind of in that fashion to where the cutaway on the bottom's not deeper than the one on the top. But,
my little cutaway.
You love Bon John.
John Bon.
You can't go one episode without fucking saying John Bon.
Dude, I'm sponsored by John Bon underwear.
John Bon.
I'm wearing his underwear right now.
So I think it's been a couple of episodes since we mentioned mentioned it at the beginning of every episode with a pre-recorded thing, but shout out for Stan Cusick and
thanks, Stan,
the ever supportive Complete Ag Resolutions.
Yes,
keeping us going with a great donation. Wow. And I'm sure that they will re-up when they get done. Thanks for listening, Stan. Thanks for being there for us, Stan the man. And other than that, with our plugs and our little ads before and after, I think we're about done. I would like to do a shout-out for Vowel Movements. I
listened
to the new episode, and they talked about Danny's tour with the Secretions, talked about meeting yours truly. He said he only got to hang out with me for about an hour and two, but he thought that I was just, like, a good person and a great guy.
Did they talk about Jimmy Superfly Snuka?
They did not. They did not. They talked about ZZ Top, which we mentioned on Wednesday's episode.
I would like to hear some about Big John Studd, man. He was a Big John Studd, but I don't know much about what happened to him, where his history was.
Well,
Big John Studd, he was a classic wrestler that's often overlooked these days.
I remember the name a little bit, but I think that Bobby and Danny would probably... Probably. And it sucks, you guys, if you guys are listening, Bobby and Danny. I know Bobby listens. Danny might not as much. Maybe he does. I shouldn't underestimate him. But you guys just...
People's busy.
They just decide to record an episode, and boom, they do it that day. So they put a shout-out on the Facebook, and I miss the post, so I don't ever get to chime in, you know, on what they should talk about it. And I just...
I never get to chimo in.
I chimo in all the time. I drive a van, and I black out the windows and put a sign on the side that says, free candy. Who was that? Oh, Dave Wambacher last week. You said chimo, and he's like, what's chimo? Like, don't pretend you don't know Snuffleupagus. He's the Snuffleupagus Wookie.
He is.
It's the Snuffleupagus Wookie. Hey, Dave, you can come back on season 3, but you ain't going Blazer Wookie on me. You ain't snuffling up my Upagus. You little chimo. So we hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. What's going on this weekend? Listen to the plugs, which is coming up directly after the episode. Mm-hmm. But I believe Pojamo People is where I will be this evening, checking out Ike Willis. That's tonight at the Wow Hall.
What you iking about, Willis?
I love Ike Willis. He was Joe from Joe's Garage.
Oh, was he?
He also played Thing Fish from the Thing Fish album.
Wow.
So shout out for the ZappaCast. Check that out at ZappaCast.com.
And if you see him, Thing His Fish.
If you see him, say, hey, Ike, what you talking about, Willis?
Have you ever
then ask him, have you ever heard of the ZappaCast? They talk shit about your old band.
Yep.
But no, Ike Willis was actually in the Zappa band, and he's in Pojama People, which is a Zappa tribute band. They're playing the Wow Hall. It's $15 at the door, $12 in advance, which I imagine if you get it any time before the show, it would be an advance ticket. So I'm going to be down there. Come down there and listen to some Frank Zappa with me. It will be fun.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, Bobby Jordan, my friend from Val Movements, is coming to town. I haven't seen him since December 7th, 2006.
Saturday.
He's coming all the way up for his niece's wedding.
You guys going to fight?
Oh, on Saturday night, we're thinking about going down to the Dixie and fighting.
Right on.
Because Saturday night is all right for fighting. Especially when you got Rod Stewart pushing your stool in.
Ew.
Oh, shit. You'll have to dub that in later. Thanks for listening to the TagCast podcast. My name's Terry. He's Gatch. And have a great weekend, you guys. We'll see you on Monday. Hey, guys. It's the White Guy of the podcast. You guys want to go check out some cool shows? Here's what's going on in the area. August 30th, we got the Locals Only Comedy Showcase at the Granary Pizza Place in Eugene. 9 o'clock, $5 at the door. That's 259 East 5th Avenue with Seth Milstein and Andy Bradwin and myself. A whole bunch of other local Eugene comics come down and laugh with us. September 2nd, it's Sizzle Fest at Plan B Outdoors in Portland with Killer Lineup, Yob, Lord Dying, Taurus, Thrones, Rabbits, Party Foul, Weird Fear, DRC3, Billions and Billions, and Redneck. Doors open at 4. It's an all-day thing. It's a benefit for Sizzle Pie, which is a restaurant. I believe one of their One of their employees needs some help, so it's a $10 to $20 sliding scale, depending on what you can donate. It's 21 and over. That's at Plan B in Portland. September 7th, we got Tribute Night at the Wow Hall with the Alice in Chains tribute band Sick Man, Venom tribute Bloodlust. We got Ministry tribute Thieves, and non-tribute band Elohim, which is kind of blackened death metal. That's at the Wow Hall, like I said, 8:30 p.m. on September 7th. It's all ages, $5.
Hold on a sec. Did you say a Venom tribute band?
Yes.
All right.
Just checking. Yeah, got to check that out. September 8th, you got Black Hair, Awake, Gladhander, and Sons of Confusion at the Dixie Creek Saloon and Tangent. It starts at 8 or 8:30, somewhere around there, 21 and over. It's a free show. Come down and check it out, the Dixie. The next night, September 9th, the Down and Dirty Comedy Showcase at the Ash Street Saloon in Portland with Patrick Perkins and myself and Trevor Thorpe, Marcus Gibson, Lonnie Brune, and a few others. That's 21 and over. It starts at 9, and it's $5 at the door. They might have an open mic afterwards to keep the crowd hanging around. September 15th, it's a Saturday, the Comedy Showcase number 3 at the Dixie Creek Saloon with Chris Castles, Andy Bradwin, Mac Chase, Jesse Priest, and your host, Dustin Gatchel. Starts at 9:30. It's a free show. It's 21 and over at the Dixie Creek Saloon. We got Sickness in September at the Red Room. That's September 21st through 23rd with a ton of bands, including my band Drosera and Dead in a Ditch, the reformation of Spawn. Go check it out. Starts at 3:30 on Friday and 2 on the other days, I think. So you can get in $10 a day or $20 for a three-day pass. It's 21 and over at the Red Room. And here's one that I forgot a lot of times. I don't want to forget it this time, this Friday night. It's the 31st of August. It's the Pojamo People, which is Zappa tribute band, including former Zappa member Ike Willis. They'll be at the Wow Hall. I believe
it's what you talking about, Ike Willis?
What you talking about, Ike Willis? They will be at the Wow Hall, and I think it's $15 the day of the show, $12 in advance. Go check those guys out. They put on a great show, and you can check out some Zappa. So that's what's going on. We will update this list soon, and I hope you guys can go check out some local entertainment.
TagCastPodcast.com. Extra special thanks to Rock Out Radio for airing classic TagCast episodes on their free-for-all Fridays. A block of podcasts they play. We air at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, but the block starts at 6 p.m. We encourage our listeners to check out all of the shows on rockoutradio.com.
Dude, what are you doing in the rain?
I'm just standing here waiting for my ride.
Did I get a quarter? You got a quarter?
No, I'm just waiting for my ride. I don't have any money.
Where are you going?
None of your business.
You don't sound like you're very happy.
I'm just standing in the rain.
Well, that's shitty. You know what you could do to make yourself feel better?
What?
Listen to some Frank Zappa.
Who?
Frank Zappa.
Frank Zappa?
Yeah, he's an old music composer who passed away in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah, he has some awesome albums, over 70 albums.
What?
Yeah, and you can actually hear about each and every album on a new thing called the Zappacast.
What?
Yeah, with Terry and Gatz, the same guys from TagCast.
Well, I'll check that out.
Check it out at www.zappacast.com. Do you hate sports as much as I do?
No.
No, you say. You love them? You sick fucker. Wait. Check out www.officepoolsheets.com. Printable, yeah. Office pools for sports fans.
TagCastPodcast.com.